Okay, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I'll be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 3rd of October 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
I am Sarah Zenith Devan. I'm 36 years old, and I'm originally from Yorkshire.
And how are you today?
I'm very nervous. Feeling a bit sick, but I'm very excited as well. And I'm just going to try and make the most of this hour that I've got.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Well, originally I was doing some work for Sky, and I didn't really know what the fourth plinth was, so I had to do some research work, so I had a quick look at it, and I entered and applied and kind of forgot that I did, really. And then, before you know it, lo and behold, congratulations, you have won a place on the plinth. I've never won anything before. So I was like, oh my God, I've never won anything. And then I go and win a place on the plinth.
So can you talk a little bit about what you do for a living? Kind of where you've always worked, what kind of sector you're in?
I work in media. I've worked in magazines and newspapers for about the past 15 years. I currently work for a daily London paper, London Light, and I work in advertising. I do creative advertising for them.
What do you specialise in, a certain area?
We're quite a small team, actually, because and we all pretty much get involved in everything. We're like really, you know, a small knit team. We're really, really busy. As you can imagine, getting a daily newspaper out every day, and obviously with all the stories that are happening and in about London, and you know, breaking news that happens every single day, so we pretty much all get involved in everything on the commercial side, and yeah, we've got a great editorial team as well who cover everything else off.
When you have so many stories on a daily basis, how do you prioritise?
Well, that will be down to our editor to prioritise what's going on. But, you know, if there are great things happening in London, obviously we are a London paper. So first and foremost, obviously, it will be stories that are breaking around here. Things that Londoners are interested in. I mean, as well as, you know, global news, international news, that kind of thing. But things that are, you know, of real interest to the people that live here and the people that care about London.
So how long have you been in London for?
I've been in London for about 16 years. I came down here to go to university, and I never went back. I'm still here. yeah, I love it. I love London. I think it's a great city. Wouldn't want to live anywhere else. This might change after I've done the plinth tonight.
So how would you describe your relationship with the city?
I think I have a love-hate relationship with London. You know, it can chew you up a bit and spit you out. But then again, you know, there's so many great things going on that, you know, it's the things about London that you hate, like the tubes and the things that grate on you on a daily basis. But then you have to remember there are some, you know, great things going on, and, you know, some great cultural things that are happening. So yeah, I'd definitely say I've got a love-hate relationship with it.
Do you follow the arts?
Yeah, I do when I've got time. Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm an avid follower of the arts. I won't put that down on my dating box.
So what, have you been following this project so far?
Yeah, I've been following this project. I mean, obviously because I had to do some research work on it. You know, I know a bit about Anthony Gormley and, you know, how it happened and when it's happening and things that people have done. So, yeah, I'm quite fascinated to see the things that people have come up with. Makes it all the harder, really, because quite a lot of the good ideas have, you know, gone. But I think it's quite inspirational, the things that people are coming up with.
Sure. So can you talk a little bit about your ideas for your hour today?
Yes. I have, well, I'm going to be doing it in association with Shelter, or for Shelter, because I really think that it's something that's really current at the moment. You know, it was, I mean, the homeless crisis is, I mean, it's huge, and it's not just how you would, you know, think about a stereotypical homeless person, it's, you know, all, you know, middle white collar workers, whoever, with homes getting repossessed on a daily basis, etc. And I think it just shows a real sign of the economic times today. And basically what I'm doing is they've had a set of cars designed for them from anybody from Vivienne Westwood to Damien Hirst. They've all designed these particular playing cards. And what I'm going to hope to do is use these playing cards to create a shelter whilst I'm up on the plinth. Don't know if it'll work or not.
So, shelter, have you worked with them before at all?
No, I haven't. But I think it's, you know, it is an issue that's quite close to my heart. And I think, you know, one of the first things that I thought about when I came to London is, God, you know, there are so many homeless people on the streets, and it was quite a shock when I first came down here. And I just think it's, you know, it's an issue that is close to many people's hearts, and you know, if there's something that can be done for it, then I think they're a very worthwhile charity to work with.
Is there any reason why you feel so passionately about this particular charity, or you want to work for and promote it?
Because I think it's a very fine line between, you know, losing your home and not having anywhere to live. And I've at times not had anywhere to live from, you know, going for a teenager, moving down here, all that kind of thing. I just think it's a very fine line. I mean, some people really are only like one pay packet away from being on the streets. So I just think it's a very current cause to be involved with.
So how many artists have designed these cards?
52, is it 52 in a pack? 54 in a pack? 52 in a pack. 52 different artists have designed the playing cards, which actually had an exhibition on last week, and they auctioned the originals off for shelter. I think they made quite a lot of money. I'm not sure how much. I think it was around £100,000. But I've been given the artwork to reproduce for these boards. So I don't know whether you'll be able to see them or not. I don't know how it'll work when I'm up there, but might not work at all. I just have to sit there and do nothing.
So what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your time up there?
Well, I suppose I'd hope to be able to last a full hour. I'd hope to be able to enjoy it, and I'd expect that I should be able to make a box. But we'll see. Oh, and I hope I don't get heckled. I hope people are nice to me.
So, are you interested in any of these artists, or is it just that they've worked for the shed?
Well, I think they're, you know, lots of them are very, very well known artists, and, you know, obviously it'd be great if you could afford to have a piece of that art, but, you know, just to be able to be involved with it is quite good. I mean, I'm never going to be able to go out there and afford to be able to buy a Damien Hirst. I shouldn't have thought so, but, you know. Yeah.
Have you brought anybody with you today?
Yes. My friend, Jerry. And, yeah, there's a few other people. And I'm not sure if my marketing department are going to send on to Trafalgar Square. So, yeah, it might be quite fun.
Are you wanting to get people involved, so engage with the public, or do you want it to purely be quite isolated?
I don't know yet. I'll see what happens. Because I'd like to think of it, you know, as I am building my own shelter out there, and no, it sounds funny, but the problems that might come with it, like it might fall down, this might happen, that might happen, you know, might have a really awful time, it might be really stressed out. So we'll just have to see what happens, I suppose. I don't know, I feel like now I just want to, like, sit in the box and, like, not have anyone talk to me like that. Just be an empty box up there. But no, I suppose it depends how, you know, what happens. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. Don't know what people are going to be there or. So, yeah.
So, where are you from? Kind of where did you grow up?
I grew up in a place called Ilkley, which is a very small town in Yorkshire. I don't think they have any art up there. Oh, no, sometimes they used to have like an art fair once a year or something. And you used to see that guy from Channel 4. What was his name? Countdown guy.
Oh, God. I know what you mean.
Yeah. I think that's the most famous person I saw at an art fair in Yorkshire when I was little. In the town hall.
So you went to quite a lot of art fairs when you were younger?
Yeah, I mean, Ilkley's quite a well-known place for, you know, it's very famous for having the cow and calf on the moors. It's called the cow and calf. And you get a lot of people like painting it. It's quite a famous place, like kind of landscapes and, you know, all the rural stuff around it. So, yeah, it's very kind of Bronte sisters and rolling moors everywhere.
Do you still go back often?
Not very often. Yeah, I think my heart's kind of down here now, really. So, I mean, I do go up occasionally, but I don't think I could kind of live that slow life anymore, really.
And your parents are still back there?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I've got three sisters. I'm the middle.
Middle child syndrome.
I think I have a bit, you know, break out that bulk, swell them up there.
What would you say your main interests are?
Well, I really like kind of doing my bit now, if I can. I mean, I think over the years I've, you know, pretty much done everything, partied everywhere, flown everywhere, done everything, and I think now it's important for me to give something back if I can. So yeah, kind of try and do my bit when I can, and just all the usual stuff, I suppose. You want me to say art, don't you? I'm really passionate about art, Alex.
Anthony Gorman is my favourite artist.
Yeah. Is Anthony Gorman single?
Unfortunately not. So, do you think this experience will affect you in any way?
It may do. I don't know if an hour's long enough, really. But I think I'm going to feel better when I've done it. Because I think all the anticipation about doing it's quite hard. And then to know what to do, and then changing your mind, and, you know, what can you do up there? So I think if I don't do it, I'll regret it. Because obviously I'm quite lucky to have one of these places. And obviously, you know, I'm never going to be able to stand on the top of Trafalgar Square again unless I'm really drunk and get dragged down by the police or something. You know, it's never going to happen. So I think this is a safer way of doing it.
Legal way.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Well, I don't know really. I think it's really good in a way, because obviously people that can't be here then will be able to, you know, try and connect in and see what's going on. So from that point of view, it's really good. Another point of view, I can't actually get live through on my live streaming, so I don't really know.
So you've got your friend. Have you got any people watching online?
Yes, I have got people watching online. I've told them to look at certain times and I might say something to them. So let's see if I remember to do it.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, wish me luck, Alex.
Best of luck,
Thank you.